Sutherland Institute policy analyst Matt Anderson says that even after the inclusion of new numbers, the report reflects well on state management. He says that critics are wrong to dismiss the use of numbers of visits per acre as a way to evaluate parks.
The real issue that they're having comes down to the fact that they say that our national parks, for example, were not created for recreation. That's exactly true. They primarily were created for conservation, but they're heralded by the public, by politicians, and especially by environmental groups as providing a lot of recreation. The simple fact is that they don't. And so a good measure is visits per acre because it can really show us what type of recreation visits and what type of traffic these areas are receiving.
The study, called Access Divided, highlighted the struggle of federal agencies to meet recreation management goals. Anderson says that state governments have been more responsive to the demand for recreation.
States are understanding the importance of recreation, not just from an economic standpoint, we're also understanding it from a cultural aspect. Outdoor recreation is a way of life for here in the West, and our states know that.
Anderson also says that public-private partnerships in managing parks have shown to be beneficial.
When you have a private partnership coupled with the public interest like this, what it does is it keeps management costs lower, and again, it makes them even more responsive. Both our national parks and our state parks have implemented these public-private cooperative relationships.
The study looked solely at Western states. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.